Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me.
Sometimes you gotta get and do it for me.
Lord, fix it for me.
Fix it for me. You're telling fix it for me.
Anybody know that only God can do? Oh, fix it for me. Because, Lord, I have a problem. And only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me.
Can you pray for me?
Lord, do it for me.
Do it for me, Lord.
Lord, I need you to do it right now. I can't wait for the moment. Do it for me.
Fix it for me, Jesus. I know you can't.
Everybody knows God can do it. I need a faith to believe. Lord, I have a problem. Only you can solve. I need you.
Yes, just won't be done. That's what I tell him. He'll do it for you. Tell him to do it for you.
You can do it for my love.
You ever felt like that? Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. Yes.
Sometimes I get pissed when I say like this. I say, Lord, fix it for me.
You ever tell him to fix it for you? Because if the Lord don't fix it, it won't be fixed. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I don't know how I just lost two people in a row there. Okay, it's dropped. Pastor, the music is low. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, and praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're working with this here. Thank you so much. That's Evangelist Renee. See if she, hallelujah. Evangelist Renee. Okay, let's see. I noticed,
yes,
Pastor.
Hello.
Pastor. Hello, Pastor Dale.
Yes.
Are you here?
I'm hearing me. Yes,
are
Pastor.
You hearing me?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to get this worked out here. Hold on for a moment. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Pastor. Are you
yes,
hearing
Pastor.
Me now?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Could you give us a word of prayer, Pastor?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for this day, Father God, and we're binding up anything and everything that's trying to come up against this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying, Father God, that we're all able to be on today and learn of your word, Father God. And we're praying for those that are listening by internet and those who have called in, Father God. Lord, have your way today, Father God. Lord, we give you thanks for this day. We're praying for those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know what they're going through, Father God, and there's nothing impossible for you. Be with all those who are sick and shut in. Be with the bereaved families, Father God. We know you'll give them peace. We know you are a healer, Father God. Continue to be with them, Father God, that you may receive the glory and that they will have a testimony for you. Father God, we ask that you'll bless our pastor as he teaches this word today, Father God, and use him, Holy Ghost, Father God. And help us to have a listening ear, listening heart to the word. And may we learn more and more of you, Father God. We give you thanks, and we just want to say thank you for this word that we're about to receive. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. I do apologize, brothers and sisters. I have, they couldn't connect. I'm trying to use these new hit devices I have here. So I'll pass on this today and work with it a different day. As long as everyone hearing me, thank you so much for the prayer.
God bless you.
Gotta take this out to do this. I'll do that another day. Okay, so we're all good, huh?
Yes, Pastor, we can hear you loud and clear now.
Yeah, that's what it was. I haven't been able to get the headset thing connected to the computer, so I'll have to work on that later. But hey, praise God. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful prayer. And Evangelist, I know I dropped a couple of you guys, but you was able to come back, so thank God for you. On yesterday, during the review, the Lord has spoke to me to tell you all that We were talking about making a quality decision for those that may not be with us. But let me tell you what, the best quality decision that you can make is that you make Christ Lord of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best decision you could ever make, that you're going to live by the word of God, you're going to live by the spirit of God, and that you're going to live by what the word say, period. That's period.
Amen.
Now, I know some people have difference with that. I was going to talk about the spiritual decisions that we need to make, but the Lord taking me some other places for this week. So for right now, this week, we're going to talk about what is inside will come out. That's very important. What's on the inside of you, it will come out. That's good, bad, ugly, indifferent. And hopefully we'll talk about God is with you. No matter what you're going through, you need to know he is, he's with you. And hopefully this week we'll talk about a pressing, you got to press your way. This is a pressing way too. And in the midst of that, I'm going to talk about what you never seen. You never seen nothing like this. So hopefully, if we want to talk about 11:28, come to me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The way Jesus is the way, and there is no other way. And then hopefully we'll talk about paid in full, because I want you to know the debt is already paid. Until the body of Christ realizes the debt is already paid, you'll stop being religious, you'll stop being Jesus called him a hypocrite, and you'll see that in a moment, and just have the faith of Abraham. And we may talk about that. To those who have obtained the like precious faith with us, the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 1:1, faith like Abraham. Abraham is the father, or been called the father, of the faithful. And that's the kind of faith we want to have and want to exemplify to where we get the eyes of faith. When you look through whatever, you need to be looking through the eyes of faith, the mirror of faith, if you will. And but today, I want to go back and talk a little bit about what is inside will come out. I'm just going to be led, and God is telling me to share that with you all today. What's on the inside will come out. And I got two passages of scriptures, foundational scriptures, Proverbs 27:19. So let's go to Proverbs 27. I get there. Proverbs. And I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read it from the Messenger Bible. But in Proverbs, wonderful weekend, awesome Sunday, the Proverbs 27, for those that don't know, we want you to know, you're open to speak here. You know, if there's something you want us to deal with, we'll deal with it, you know, because that's what we're here for. We're here to make sure everybody get understanding. That's why the Bible, it talks about, you know, being able to help one another, love one another, one of the best thing you could ever do. Whosoever keepeth the fig thereof, so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. So, but I want to talk to you all from what I tell you, Proverbs 27:19. It reads like this. water faces cancer to face. So the heart of a man is true man.
Amen. From the Message Bible, just as water mirrors your face, so your face mirrors your heart. Amen.
As in the water, face reflects. And when you look in the water, your face reflects. As a man's heart reveals the man. So out of the abundance of the heart, whatever in will come out. Sometimes people have to get mad for it to come out, but it will come out. Demonstrated this over in Matthew 15, and we'll go there, 15, 1 through 20. I like sometimes just to hear the scripture, so I'll read it out of the King James Version, and ask Pastor to read it out of the My Alexa's going off. Alexa, stop. That thing is going when it get ready. Okay, I apologize for that. I do apologize. Then came to Jesus the scribe and the Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciple transgress the tradition? Wash not their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandments of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curses the father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whosoever thou mightest be, profit by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. The seventh verse says, ye hypocrites, well, the Isaiah prophet saying, this people, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for the doctrine the commandment of man. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then came, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye understand that whosoever enter in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and it cast out into the dung? But those things which proceed out of the mouth cometh from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, false witnesses, blasphemy. These are the things which defiles a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defile not a man. Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen, amen. Reading from the Message Bible, to that, Pharisees and religious scholars came to Jesus all the way from Jerusalem criticizing. Why do you display play, fast, and loose with the rules? But Jesus put it right back to them. Why do you use your rules to play fast and loose with God's commands? God clearly says, respect father and mother, and anyone denouncing father or mother should be killed. But you weasel around that by saying, whoever wants to can say to father and mother, what I owe you, I've given to God. That can hardly be called respecting a parent. You cancel God's command by your rules. Fraud. Isaiah's prophecy of you hit the bullseye. These people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their heart isn't in it. They act like they're worshiping me, but they don't mean it. They just use me as a cover for teaching whatever suits their fantasy. He then called the crowd together and said, listen and take this to heart. It's not what you swallow that pollutes your life, but what you vomit up. Later, his disciples came and told him, did you know how upset the Pharisees were when they heard what you said? Jesus shrugged it off. Every tree that wasn't planted by my Father in heaven will be pulled up by its roots. Forget them. They are blind men leading blind men. When a blind man leads a blind man, they both end up in the ditch. I don't get it. Put it in plain language. Jesus replied, you too? Are you being willingly stupid? Don't you know that anything that is swallowed works its way through the intestines and finally defecated? But what comes out of the mouth starts in it's from the heart that we vomit up evil, arguments, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, lies, and cursing. That's what pollutes. Eating or not eating certain foods, washing or not washing your hands, that's neither here nor there. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Let me begin by saying that the Pharisees, teachers of the law, came from Jerusalem, the center of the Jewish authority. But here's why they came. They came to, I guess you would say, to not only criticize and scrutinize, along with criticizing and scrutinizing Jesus' activity. That's what they do. So over the centuries, since the Jews returned from Babylon, the captivity, and this is what you have to understand, they had added so many things to God's laws that wasn't true. I look at the church today, the organized church, they've added stuff that had nothing to do with the word of God.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know where I'm going to start at, but you can go back from Mona Benches. They finally realized Mona Benches don't get it. They took that out. I mean, they've added all this stuff, and it has nothing to do with a pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus was teaching to people. People always want to criticize you, but then turn around and look how you're doing. It's been said that when you're pointing one finger, how many is pointing back at you? So that's something to think about. While you pointing fingers, look at your own self and see what. God's laws cannot be, God's laws has nothing to do with tradition. And that's another thing, too, because I really want to get into the new covenant. We talk about the old covenant so much until every time I get a chance to tap into the new covenant, there's always something come up. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, you have to get past the old to get to the new. It's just you have to get past that old sore to get to the new skin. If anybody can tell you that, Evangelist Renee, you got to get past the old to get to the new. And we're as part of the new covenant. You don't go to church, you be the church. You know, it's nowhere that God tells us to come and build a building. But that's man's tradition, so he's going to hold to that. He holds to that. He holds to paying tithes. A lot of you guys probably don't even know. Tithes was a curse. Yeah.
Amen.
But the law of Christ will make you free. See? That's another thing. People have to get used to truth. And but anyway, the Bible says that these religious people, not only were they practicing the year sacred standards that they themselves could not even do, but they wanted to. Let me tell you, beware of people who want to see things only their way and not have a broader understanding about things. I want y'all to note Acts 4:31. I'm going to ask Pastor Shea read that. It's nothing wrong with praying. It's nothing wrong with assembly. But do it the way the Word of God say to do it. In Acts 4:31, read that for us, Pastor.
Amen. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Amen.
Yeah. The disciples had received the power that God had promised. This was the promise. And when you read all of this, you get a better understanding. When they was giving a testimony, council was trying to determine how things should go. But the Bible said, by them stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that sign and wonders may be done by the name Holy Child Jesus. So God we're letting the people that there's a, it's a new covenant now. It was a new covenant, but they had never seen anything like this. This was awesome. And the Bible says that when they had prayed, the place where they were shaken, where they were together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. They spoke in truth.
Amen.
And the Bible says in the 32nd verse, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, meaning one spirit, and one soul, one mind. Neither say any of them they ought the things which they possessed was his own, but they all things in common. So the point I want to make here is what is in the inside will come out. And the Holy Ghost allowed those people to speak truth. Anyone have anything they want to share? Press one, and we'll let you in. I apologize, y'all. I'm binding up this cold that tried to attack my body. I appreciate your prayers, and we'll continue the best we can. But I was gonna have Pastor to do it all, but I want the devil to know that he is defeated in my life, and that no matter what. God's
Amen.
Credit. Yeah. So y'all lift it up in prayer. If anybody has anything they want to share at this time, ask you to come forth with it.
Praying right now in the name of Jesus, we binding up that cold, whatever that is, that is attacking Pastor's body, Father God, and we claiming that healing, Father God, for you said in your word, by your stripes we're healed, Father God. So we binding up whatever that is trying to attack Pastor right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for his healing in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And from Acts, Pastor, I wanted to read that from the Message Bible, Acts 4:31 through 35. It says, while they were praying, the place where they were meeting trembled and shook. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak God's word with fearless confidence. The whole congregation of believers was united as one, one heart, one mind. They didn't even claim ownership of their own possessions. No one said, that's mine, you can't have it. They shared everything. The apostles gave powerful witnesses. The apostles gave powerful witness to the resurrection of the Master Jesus, and grace was on all of them. And so it turned out that not a person among them was needy. Those who owned fields or houses sold them and brought the price of the sale to the apostles and made an offering of it. The apostles then distributed it according to each person's need. Amen, amen.
Are you
there?
Yes, Pastor. What, did I cut out? Yeah, I think you did. Okay. On my end, that doesn't mean anything. They probably still hurt you. A lot of times they get faded out. But, hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we're claiming your healing. Yeah.
I truly thank you for the prayer. And totally agree with it. Anybody else? Press one. Hallelujah. I just pray that anybody agree with this prayer. And We'll see you all tomorrow.